Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and today I'm going to talk about muzzles and really the myths around dogs having muzzles, because in our opinion, muzzles are one of the best tools that you can have as a safety tool for your dog. But I'm going to talk about misconceptions that people that are not dog trainers think when they see a dog with a muzzle on. And it's because people don't understand how a muzzle is simply a training tool used to be able to manage a dog for different situations. First is that when people see a dog in a muzzle, they assume that that dog is an aggressive dog. It's not the case. Can be the case, but it doesn't have to be the case. You could have, like with young dogs, and you can condition a young puppy to wear a muzzle, and I recommend it. It might mean that you might have to buy more than one muzzle as the dog grows up, but a lot of times puppies, and who knows which ones, they think there are hors d'oeuvres. And if you have a young puppy that eats enough rocks, you're going to spend a lot more than a muzzle to take that puppy to the vet and have him have surgery. It's going to cost you a couple $1,000s. So if you have a dog that eats rocks or a dog that eats socks in the house, we have a friend of ours that has had a Doberman, and she had four different times with that dog had to have surgery. We recommend that everybody train their dog to be conditioned to wear a muzzle when they go to a vet. Not so much because your dog wants to bite a vet. Not so much that your dog is reactive to the other dogs that are sitting around in the waiting room going in to see a vet. But what about a dog that's been injured? What about, God forbid, your dog's been hit by a car and you've got to get him in to get some medical treatment? Trying to handle an injured dog can very easily get yourself dog bit. So having conditioned a dog to wear the muzzle before you need to have it wear the muzzle is not going to put the dog in a higher state of anxiety because now it has a muzzle on. The reality also is that in some towns, there's breed-specific legislation for some dogs, for example, pit bulls, that when they're out there, they have to have a muzzle on. Nothing wrong with that. What about, though, if you have to take a dog on public transportation? Usually, you can play on to myth number one, where people think that a dog that has a muzzle on is a dangerous dog. Not very many people are going to walk up to a dog that has a muzzle on. Oh, your dog is so cute. Could I just pet him? Nah, that don't happen with muzzles on. So from that standpoint, that's a good thing. The other thing is people think that muzzles are uncomfortable for the dog. And that can be true if it's the wrong muzzle. And what's an example of that? The type of cloth muzzles that you get and put on at a veterinary practice when you've got to take your dog in there. And they should only be used for a very short period of time, and you should condition your dog to wearing it, but even still, a dog can't pant with those cloth muzzles on. For the people that buy muzzles from Learbrigand, we have over 100 different models and sizes of muzzles. We probably sell more muzzles than anybody in the country. But we have a very, very good video that I did that teaches people how to condition a dog to wearing a muzzle. And you can get to the point where they look forward to having their muzzle put on because they know, because we teach them with reward-based training in the video that I'm talking about, they know that when the muzzle goes on, fun things happen. They know that when a muzzle goes on, they get to go for a walk. On the walk, they get to do fun things. So then, some people think that a muzzle is going to be a quick fix for a behavioral problem on their dog, and they're dead wrong. They are not designed to do that. If you have a dog that is an aggressive dog, putting a muzzle on that dog is not going to stop the dog from being aggressive. If you have a reactive dog, putting a muzzle on that dog is not going to stop them from being reactive. They're still going to be reactive. They're still going to be aggressive. All it is a training tool to stop them from injuring another dog, injuring yourself, injuring other people. Muzzles play a part of the training program, but it's a safety part. It's not put the muzzle on, you're not going to have to worry about your dog wanting to kill that dog anymore. Ain't going to happen. So keep that in mind. It's a preventive tool if it's used correctly in a good training program. The way we look at muzzles is we want to condition our dog to like to have a muzzle on. We want to condition our dog to think, hey, I want that muzzle on because I want to go for a walk. And then finally, a lot of people think mistakenly when they see a person that has a dog with a muzzle on, that that's a lazy dog trainer. They think, well, that guy's just lazy. He doesn't want to train his dog not to be reactive. He doesn't want to train that dog not to be aggressive to other dogs and people. And that's not the case at all. The fact is that trainers that train their dog, condition their dog to wear a muzzle, are good trainers. They're trainers that are trying to prevent problems. They're not walking around with a sign on their dog that says, I can't stop my dog from biting you, so I'm going to put a muzzle on my dog. It's just not the way it's not the way life is. These are people that prioritize the safety of their dog, the safety of people being around them, and the safety of having their dog in different environments. So those people are good dog trainers. They're not bad dog trainers. We have over 100 different sizes and models of muzzles. We have videos on how to measure your dog for a muzzle. We have videos on how to condition your dog for a muzzle. You're going to learn a lot if you don't know how to measure a muzzle. Plus, you have to take into consideration how wide the dog's head is. Is it a flat-nosed dog? Is it a pointy-nosed dog? All of those types of things. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people make, and there's a group of people, they think that a dog has to have a muzzle that's big enough that the dog can have a ball in his mouth. Can have a ball in his mouth, and that muzzle has to be able to handle that. Because they think it has to have that much room so the dog can breathe okay. Completely wrong. And they're so stubborn they don't want to listen to the light of day. But I was a canine handler for 10 years. I did a video, I'll put a video on here right now, of muzzle fighting, where we have to teach dogs how to apprehend someone that doesn't have a protective sleeve or a protective suit on, a bite suit on. And I did a video with my friend Kevin Sheldahl on how to teach a dog to fight a man with a muzzle on. And the muzzles we use are our police fighting muzzles. You know what dogs need to have good airflow when they're doing the kind of work on muzzle fighting? You need to be able to get airflow, and you don't need to have a muzzle that's this far down when the dog is doing muzzle fighting. And why don't you want that? Because if you have one that's that big, there's enough room for a dog to get his feet back here and peel that muzzle off. And you don't want a muzzle that's on a reactive dog that's trying to bite somebody to reach behind his head and flip that muzzle off. If you get a decent muzzle, one of our polymer muzzles, dogs can drink water with a muzzle on. Dogs can take a food reward, a small food reward, through most muzzles. And that we talk about in conditioning your dog to a muzzle. But if you think you need a muzzle, spend some time, do some research. There's a difference in muzzles that if you have a dog that's learned how to peel a muzzle off of a one strap muzzle that goes behind its ears, how they can pop them off. We sell muzzles that have three straps, they're not gonna get that off. We have muzzles that are designed that with three straps and the strap between the ears, around the neck, and we have another muzzle where you can clip the bottom of the muzzle to the dog's dominant dog collar or slip collar on the front. They're not going to come off. We can't afford to have a muzzle come off of a police canine when we're teaching that police canine to do muzzle fighting. It would be a bad deal if you see some of these dogs, and we're going to put a video on here now, if the muzzle comes off of this dog in the middle of this training exercise. We don't want to see that happen. But with that said, I hope that people that are considering buying a muzzle give some thought to some of the things we're talking about here, because we have a lot of experience doing it. I'm going to do another video on the different types and styles of muzzles that we sell, because it's not one muzzle fits everything. It depends upon your dog. It depends upon the size and the breed of your dog. It depends upon the reason that you're going to get a muzzle. And I'll talk about that. That'll help people, because a lot of people come to the site and they look at all these muzzles and all these sizes and they get overwhelmed. And we'll put the links at the end of this video on it. And I'll also include it in the next video I do on picking the right muzzle for your dog.